and gentlemen, thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Adrian.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jeflyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
to Adriana from St. Francis Pet Care Center in Tarpon Springs, Florida.
Here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Michael Hambrick.
Thank you, Michael. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There is no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. And I can tell you firsthand, Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is the way to go. It's a healthy 5-pack saucy tureen snack that your cats will fall in love with. And you can get it at Vitacraft.us. You can get it at Walmart.com or get it at your pet stores. Also, Life Boost Coffee is back, and I am thrilled and drinking it right now. Clean, non-GMO specialty bean coffee that helps you achieve the healthiest, tastiest cup of low-acid coffee in the world. Using sustainable farming and protecting our wildlife, you have to taste it to believe it. And at lifeboostcoffee.com/pets, you can get 58% off your first order. Don't forget, join me in Costa Rica on October 6th. Join me for this vacation, 9 days. Your meals are covered, your flights are covered, everything is part of it. Call Colette at 800-581-8942. And make sure you tell them about the number, booking number 1299-885. And Good Pets food, supplements, and treats, giving your dog a healthier life. Enter the promo code PETS to get 10% off your order at goodpetsfoods.com. This is Talkin' Pets. So this is actually one of my favorite songs in the world.
Good, Eddie James.
Yeah.
Lover.
Me too. So it's that time of the year as well. It's that season where love is in the air.
Absolutely.
So hopefully, if you don't have a loved one, human-wise, I'm sure you have a loved one pet-wise. So never think you're alone as long as you got a furry friend. But once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. And I did want to mention, actually, there's different ways that, you know, if you're not, you can listen on your favorite radio station, but you can also listen on Alexa at CRN4. Tune in. Just say that, and it'll come right to the show. You can listen at TalkinPets.com. Click on Listen Live. And you can also watch and listen on our Facebook Live right now at Talkin' Pets Radio. So check us out, and we want to hear from you. So pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401. That is the number to call, and Sydney will let me know when you're there, so I could go to you and ask you what you want to talk about, whatever it may be, your questions on medical, behavior, your comments, your stories. Just pick up the phone and give us a call, and let's talk pets, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. That is the number to call. So you're doing well?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Wonderful. Yes.
Good.
I'm, just got over a cold, so I feel great right now.
Oh, everybody's getting something. I mean, and now, I know we have some stories about it during the show today, but the whole bird flu thing is really starting to get out of hand, which they said it would.
Yeah, well, it's a flu virus, so they can certainly mutate, they adapt very well, they can jump, like, you can think of, like, okay, we have it in, like, just a cattle, or, like, but now it's, like, you know, is it really getting into humans and jumping from pets to humans, et cetera, so there's still a lot of research going on.
But it's kind of frightening when you think wild birds first,
right,
into the poultry,
uh-huh,
and which they were killing off like thousands and thousands of chickens.
Yep.
And then they never thought it would jump from a bird, but it did.
Yep.
Jump to the cows.
Yes.
So now they've got all these cows, which, uh-huh, what do they do with them? Are they going to have to end up destroying all them as well? Because I heard
cooling and
it shows in the meat, it shows,
yes,
in the milk.
Yes.
You know, and if you pasteurize the milk, they're saying that, you know, bird flu will actually die.
Yes.
But the bird flu is still in the milk that you're drinking,
mm-hmm,
but it's just dead.
Yes.
That still freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah. And, you know, remember, this is how the cats got into it, because of the raw meat.
Right.
Right? So don't feed your pets raw meat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, there was a recall on one company.
Correct.
That the food was recalled because,
uh-huh,
it was in the turkey.
Yes.
The turkey meat had the bird flu in it. Mm-hmm. So to my understanding, it's very detrimental. But out of the 68 people, I believe, that have human-wise that have gotten it, one man has died so far.
That's right.
But it could actually become rampant, and it could become a pandemic.
It could. It has that potential, unfortunately.
Yeah. So what do we do? Are we back to wearing masks again or what?
Oh, my gosh. No, I don't even want to go there.
Yeah.
No.
So we had to deal with it with,
yes,
COVID for so long. And, you know, and a lot of people lost their lives during,
yes,
COVID.
Yes, sadly.
So,
yeah.
And that might happen again now with bird flu.
Well, you know, we are also being careful. Like you said, you don't want to be drinking milk that is, like, just, you know, like, not pasteurized, you know,
right?
That's one thing.
Raw milk, basically
raw meat.
Yep.
Okay, well, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't feed raw meat to your pets.
They say the same thing with eggs, because there's,
yes,
a big concern about eggs,
yes,
right now.
Exactly.
But if you cook them,
yeah,
well enough, like,
uh-huh,
don't have the sunny side up. Don't,
no,
have them kind of like watery or anything like that.
I don't like eggs that way anyways. I'm sorry.
I sometimes do, but I,
yeah,
normally have mine are scrambled.
Yes.
I like scrambled.
Do you see any, like, wild birds here?
No, I don't. I've been watching and everything,
uh-huh,
like that. I never get any around my chickens.
Yeah.
They're pretty solitary where they're,
mm-hmm,
at, thankfully. And they're covered by palms, so,
yeah,
as for any kind of birds, I've never seen any kind of droppings on any of the,
no,
like the hutches or anything like that.
No, you keep it very clean. And,
yeah,
yes.
And they're good. And again, even I say with my eggs, because you always go home with a dozen eggs,
right,
make sure you cook them well.
Cook them, yeah.
Just to be on the safe side. I do, too.
Your eggs are top quality, by the way.
Oh, no, they're amazing compared,
yes,
to, like,
fresh.
Well,
they're,
yeah,
fresh.
Yeah, because it has a whole different, like, taste,
yes,
and hardiness to it. But my girls they're spoiled. They eat better than I do. I mean, they get, like, strawberries and blueberries and,
mm-hmm,
bananas and grapes, and they love all that stuff.
Yeah.
And they're so spoiled to the point that they know when it's coming, and they,
mm-hmm,
see me go for the plate. And then when I start, they follow me.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they're like dogs.
And then
when I get the plate up to the thing to feed them, they're all jumping up at it. And I'm like, geez. And they know they're spoiled, but they're doing well. But I got to tell you, one of them laid an egg that's probably about as big as the end of my pinky.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what is that? So somebody had trouble. It had to be the little chicken that I have. I got brain fart right now. Uh-huh. Banyan. Mm-hmm. But the Banyan chickens, they only lay like small little, like almost like robin eggs.
Yes.
But this one was the size of like literally my pinky. I'll show you it later. It's pretty amazing. But there's a lot of people now that are getting into, you know, having their own chickens.
Yeah.
And you're better off.
It makes a lot of sense. You're better off. The eggs are so expensive right now.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, especially the ones that you know, okay, if you want, you pay top dollar for free range,
right.
You know.
They're expensive.
You know, pasture raised.
We're going to take a little break and we come back. More of Talking Pets, but we want to talk with you. The doctor's in, Dr. Adriana. So give us a call at 818-818-6401. But when we come back, we got a story from Dr. Adriana herself. Yeah. Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us. Does your morning coffee leave you with heartburn or an upset tummy? Regular coffee's high acidity can turn your daily ritual into a digestive nightmare. Meet Life Boost Coffee. Naturally low acid, smooth and gentle on the stomach. Enjoy bold, rich flavor without the burn. You know, for a limited time only, get 58% off your first order at lifeboostcoffee.com/pets. But hurry, this deal won't last. Visit lifeboostcoffee/pets now to claim your discount. Finally, love your coffee and love your belly. Life Boost Coffee, brew the healthy choice.
Ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Gresca's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of Carbon 60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only 2 natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning Carbon 60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Bresca's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. Call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Bresca's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. c60.com.
H5N1 bird flu become airborne and spread between people? Scientists says that's still unknown, but if the virus gains the ability, it could produce the next pandemic. The virus has been tearing across the U.S. in recent months, resulting in the culling of millions of birds, sending egg prices skyrocketing, infecting dozens of humans, and killing one person in Louisiana. H5N1 does not have the ability to transmit from person to person, researchers say, and health officials have stressed that the risk of to Americans remain mild. Still, many are worried about the nation's response, especially considering data from the World Health Organization finding that of the cases reported in the Western Pacific region from January of 2003 through this past September, there was a fatality rate of 54%. Furthermore, the Trump administration has instructed the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention to stop working with the intergovernmental organization. It's called the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention's weekly scientific report has stalled some related research, according to KFF Health News. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has recommended an additional $500,000 in state spending to support the development of vaccines for bird flu and other foreign animal diseases, according to Radio Iowa. Think about it going from birds to hogs, the Republican said. I mean, just this past year, it went to dairy. It's scary that impact it could have not only on the food supply chain, but also to people as well. In response to the threat, MassLife reported that Massachusetts-based Modern would like to be the first manufacturer of vaccine. Tracking viral shifts could also be crucial to preventing negative outcomes in the future. It took more than 2 years for the WHO to recognize that COVID spread through the air. Last March, the Department of Agriculture discovered that cows infected with H5N1 could possibly pass the virus to people through droplets from milking machinery. Having that evidence is really important ahead of time so that we don't wind up in the same situation when COVID emerged, where everyone was scrambling to figure out how the virus was transmitted, said Christian Coleman, an infectious disease expert at the University of Maryland. Previous research found that H5N1 flu virus from an infected farm worker could transmit through airborne droplets and was lethal in mice and ferrets. The findings suggest that human virus may transmit more efficiently via droplets the viruses from cattle, although the efficiency of its transmission was limited. Another late 2024 study found that viral shedding, the expulsion of viral particles in the air, related to transmissibility in mammals. While bird flu mainly spreads from oral to fecal roots in birds, University of Florida microbiologist Dr. Lednicki said that between mammals is different. In Asia, people buy live birds at markets where they are plucked. The plucking has been shown to aerosolize viruses from the feathers. Or birds poop in crowded markets, and they may be fans or air currents in the market that move the airborne virus around. People may breathe it in, he said. The Dr. Sander Herbst, who worked on the December ferret study, found that a few mutations had allowed bird flu to become airborne. Exactly how influenza spreads through the air, however, it's unclear. Very basic knowledge is indeed missing, he told the Times. Reporting, I'm Dr. Adriana for 2 Topping Pets.
don't think anybody's waiting for bird flu.
No.
So, moving on, we do have a question coming out of San Diego, KCBQ country, and from Brendan. Hey, Brendan, how you doing? You got a question for Dr. Adriana?
Hey.
Hello, how are you guys today?
We're doing good. How's the weather in San Diego?
It's partly cloudy. We just went through a little bit of a, like, drizzle rain around here in San Diego, which means as soon as one drop of rain comes down, it starts flooding everywhere, I guess, but, you know.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's very beautiful outside today, and we're looking, like, high 60s and stuff, so it's really nice.
I love San Diego. It's a beautiful state,
beautiful.
You know, California. And San Diego, actually, your city is just one of the best places in the state. So
I envy you. We are nicknamed America's finest city. So I would say the finest weather for sure. I kind of agree more on that.
For sure.
100%. What's going on with your kitty?
So I have two cats. They went to the vet, I want to say a few years ago it was. It was just after COVID. We got the cats during the COVID season. We noticed that they had some blood coming from their food bowl. So we took them to the vet 3 years ago. Upon a further investigation, the veterinarian that we took them to said they had gingivitis in their gums.
Mm-hmm.
And it could have been caused by three different factors, and they wanted to test it out for all of them. But we haven't followed through on any of the things they said because in the end they said no matter what the cause is, we're going to take their teeth out of their mouth entirely. That was what the solution was. And my wife and I kind of looked at each other like we didn't really want to because one side of their mouth was completely fine. The other side was pretty bad. And it doesn't look like they're in any uncomfortability when they're eating at all or drinking. It looks like they behave just completely normal, and we have never seen them again ever since taking them to the vet. But long story short, the three factors that they said was, A, it was either cat AIDS. I never heard that before, but they said that their mom or their dad, when they were born, may have had AIDS, which is the gingivitis. The other option itself was poor taking care of poor treatment of their mouth in general. The vet said that we were supposed to brush their teeth quite often, but my wife and I, whenever we had cats prior, they've never had gingivitis, nor did we do anything with them. And the other thing it said was their odor of their breath could have also caused gingivitis as well. Because if you do open their mouths pretty wide, that's when you can smell the breath, but obviously they don't breathe on top of you, really. They're very purry. They're very cuddly. Again, they act like completely normal. So I was just wondering, is this something I need to worry about for later on in their life? And is there also a cure for this cat gingivitis? And lastly, is it really important to try to find the cause, or at this point, just keep the cats and let them be what they want to be?
Hold on to that thought, Brendan. We got to go out to a break. If you want to keep holding, you can. Or if you want to keep listening, Dr. Adriana will assess that when we come back. But we're going to take a little commercial break. That's Brendan in San Diego, KCBQ. And once again, our number is 818-818-6401. We'll tackle the rest when we come back. But you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Do your dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm? It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code. Radio 4. radio, and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code RADIO4. Again, that's promo code RADIO4.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Gresca's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Gresca's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Go to C-60.com.
Punxsutawney Phil woke up on Sunday and saw his shadow, meaning we are destined for 6 more weeks of winter, according to the legend. Legend has it that Punxsutawney Phil, perhaps the world's most famous groundhog, sees his shadow. Then winter will continue for another 6 weeks. But if he doesn't see his shadow, hello spring. The weather in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, actually, during the announcement was partly cloudy, with temperatures hovering about 20 degrees Fahrenheit. Too cold for me. Phil's actual prediction, however, takes place ahead of time in a place called Gobbler's Knob, a small hill just outside of the town, and has done so each year since 1887. I wasn't born yet. This year marks the 139th time the event has occurred, according to the Pennsylvania Tourism Office. The men in top hats surrounding Phil during the ceremony are members of the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club Inner Circle. According to their website, their role is to protect and perpetuate the legend of the great weather-predicting groundhog Punxsutawney Phil. Phil's predictions have been fairly even over the past decade or so. From 2015 to 2020, the groundhog predicted a long winter 3 times and an early spring 3 times as well. But overall, dating back to 1887, according to the Associated Press, Phil has predicted 6 more weeks of winter more than 100 times. In fact, Punxsutawney Phil has now predicted 6 more weeks of winter 107 times and an early spring only 21 times, with no record of 10 of those years since 1887. Ultimately, Punxsutawney Phil's predictions should really be taken with a grain of salt. In the 10 annual predictions from 2013 to 2022, Punxsutawney Phil has less accurate with his weather predictions than flipping a coin would have it. But he was right 4 times in that period. It was 2020, 2016, 2014, and 2013, and was incorrect in the 6 other instances. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our pet family on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
In Pennsylvania, endure the cold and dark, but up in Punxsutawney, they gather in a park for one fantastic woodchuck, a furball so divine. Punxsutawney says he's the legend of our time. Let's raise another mug to the groundhog on the hill. Hey, hey, celebrate Punxsutawney Phil.
You know, it's amazing because I am from Poland. So my grandmother came over from Poland, and every morning on the weekend, this is what I woke up to. Not necessarily the Punxsutawney Phil one, but polkas constantly.
Yes.
All the time. But I was a good dancer at polkas, too. I looked like a Muppet, but I still danced well. But We're going to go back to Brendan, and you have some advice for Brendan regarding his cat's gums.
Absolutely, yeah. So whenever you see bleeding gums, you, of course, you have to kind of figure out what is really the reason for it, but ultimately you have to address it, you know, regardless. Yes, sometimes viruses like FIV is not just going to, it's a retrovirus. So yes, feline AIDS, in its exclusive of felines, and that is transmitted, whether it's in utero or it can be transmitted by cat bites and, you know, like fights and stuff. So you want to make sure that your cat stays indoors because they can always acquire this disease, for which you don't vaccinate. So you, the best way is to protect them. So when we first adopt or rescue or like what have you with the cat, we always recommend feline leukemia AIDS testing, and just basically precisely to figure it out if they have, if they're carriers for this disease. FIV would not only make it susceptible to dental disease and suffer from dental problems, but obviously any kind of disease because it affects the immune system, so they'll be more susceptible to suffer from an upper respiratory infection, infections in general, and ultimately will affect their life expectancy as well. But, you know, there's other viruses like Calici viruses we can manifest also with dental disease, and then you're going to see those cats having like horrible, horrible mouth infections and bleeding gums and inflammation, and it can be very painful. And a lot of these cats, unfortunately, would have to have their teeth removed because that infection and inflammation is extending beyond that gum line. And when you go to do x-rays and dentals with these cats, what you're going to find is a painful, like, the reabsorption of that tooth, and then that's painful. So you not only see your cat bleeding gums and bad breath, but you're going to be seeing pain. If you touch it, then they kind of like move, they make this jerky movement on their mouths, and sometimes they will really be reluctant to eat. So those are the symptoms that you're looking for when your cat is really being affected by dental disease. Now there could be just a typical gingivitis that can happen from dental disease, like if you don't, like, you know, brush your teeth, or which is difficult, I know, with cats. There's other things that you can do in terms of helping them with their diets. Some cats are more susceptible than others. Surprisingly, I find cats that don't have any dental disease and they eat your regular kibble. And then some cats that are on the same diet and they are going to have susceptible gums. So there's a kind of like a genetic factor there as well. But the criteria to remove the teeth is really if it's really painful for the cat. Otherwise, you can do things to help. You know, there is supplements, which I go for a lot with the cats. My favorite one is called Purio Support. And Purio Support is available to your favorite online pet pharmacies. And it's like a supplement that you use sprinkled onto their pet's food. There's other treats that can help. There's dental diets that are in the prescription side, so you can ask your veterinarian about that. Definitely get them used to have their teeth brushed. That can be also, you can train them. Not all the cats are going to be
good luck with that.
Yes, exactly. but it's
luckily
it's
my cat. Right.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Great. So that's awesome. So you, anything that you can do proactively to help your cats, more power to you. Eventually, sometimes you find that if there is a tooth that is painful, and that you can tell if you look up on their like gum, especially where the premolars are in that upper part, on both sides, you're going to see those areas are more susceptible. So you're going to be seeing that in your feline companion. So you're going to see like a sore, an actual like sore on the tooth. That tooth is in trouble and that tooth needs to come out and it's causing a little pain. Okay. So, okay. You know, that in okay. a nutshell is what I recommend. But, yeah, I mean, some cats are more susceptible than others. Sometimes I find kittens that at a very early age, you already see gingivitis in all of them. Yeah. So you can see in some cats, unfortunately, that is not something that I see very often. But unfortunately, some cats do have all their teeth pulled. And that makes a huge difference in the pain that these poor kitties are suffering, you know. Yeah, it sounds like a radical thing, but it really helps.
So I'm going to also, too, Brendan, if you would talk to Sydney, our producer at the network, give her your address. I'm going to send you a packet of the Vitacraft Lick and Lap. It's a paste. I guarantee you your cats will go crazy for it, and it's full of taurine and everything which the cats need, and my cats love it. So, and you don't have to worry about chewing on it because it's all creamy.
100%. They love it.
So stay on the line, Brendan. We'll get your address, and we'll ship that out to you. And thanks for calling.
Thank you,
good luck.
Brendan.
Thank you so much. Thank you
You're
so
welcome.
Much.
That's Brendan out there listening on KCBQ in San Diego, California. The beautiful San Diego. I love La Jolla. Have you been to La Jolla?
Mm.
Yes.
Oh, it's so gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I was out there with Joan Embry from the San Diego Zoo back then.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were doing a show at the San Diego Zoo. And yeah, it was a good time. But we had lunch in La Jolla, and I was like, oh my God. I felt like the rich and famous, you know, having lunch there. But it was a good lunch. I learned a lot, too. So, yeah, I absolutely love San Diego. But pick up the phone. Give us a call, 818-818-6401. My cat. You're talking cats. This one just jumped right up on my lap. My little companion here, the Shadow. I love Shadow. Shadow's like everywhere I go. The other two, yeah, they follow me a little bit, but not as much as she does.
She's your shadow.
She is my shadow. That was the perfect name for her, actually. But by the way,
let the games begin.
This is game time, and if you can identify what animal makes this sound, I'm going to send you out from your choice. You can go with Good Pets Foods. We have a blend of daily probiotics, Hip and Joint Plus, and daily multivitamins for your dogs. I also have from Vitacraft, the Lick and Lap, which Brendan is getting as well. Or you can go with the Purr Sticks. I have dog books, cat books. I have Chicken Soup for the Soul books, one that just came out, brand new one, and it is called... Adrian, what's that one called on top there? Well, you grab it. Laughter is always the best medicine. So you can go with that if you wish. I have a penguin bracelet. It's more for kids than it is for adults, but it's all penguins, if you like penguins. And I have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a music reptile CD. So it's not a murder CD or anything like that. But you have to identify this creature. So what animal makes that sound? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. If you can identify... So it's got... I will say it's got four legs, and they do grow horns. Some of them. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, take a shot at it, and you can win a prize for calling in. But I wanted to ask you on the thing with Brendan. So you were saying that if the cats, all the teeth were pulled, they're still good.
Yeah.
You just got to keep them on a moist diet.
On a moist diet. But I've seen like cats that have been like very skinny and they've been suffering and they've been like doing antibiotics and the steroids and all kinds of treatments to help and ultimately end up having to remove those teeth and they're like... the happiest cats.
Yeah, because I know as a human, when we have a toothache...
Yeah, imagine that multiplied by, you know.
Yeah,
so
that could be very painful.
Very painful, yes.
We're going to go out to Michelle in Oregon. Hey, Michelle, how you doing? You've got a... You think you know what this is?
Oh, I've heard them scream. I believe that's an elk.
A what?
An elk bugling.
An elk?
Yep. A bull elk.
I would say that first guess is wrong, but I will give you a strike three. So I will give you two more guesses on that, and if you know what it is, you still have a chance of winning. So, but your first guess of that it was a bull elk is incorrect, but you're kind of on the... Go, think a little smaller.
So it's not an elk?
It is not an elk. Definitely not an elk.
Wow.
Can we give you some more cues?
Let's see.
Wow.
There's the female species, the male species. I can't give... If I give the name of it, it's going to be too easy.
No, where region do you find them?
Okay. So every year, men and women go out there with guns and rifles to hunt this certain creature that makes that sound.
In any specific region?
I'm still going
with
an elk.
It's
an elk is talking.
That not an elk, though. It's something.
And then there's... We go out for
deer here, but do they make that noise?
Yes, they do. Congratulations, you actually got it. Hold on and tell Sydney what you want to go for a prize.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills. And hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-824-7094. 800-824-7094. That's 800-824-7094.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure, we can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Sonoma County Vintners Association encourages you to open your favorite bottle of wine and share it with family and friends. Why not try more talking than texting? More social engagement and less social media. And let's spend time with real friends and not computer-generated ones. Wine is family, friends, and connections. Wine is us. Cheers to us. Brought to you by Sonoma County Vintners. Enjoy responsibly.
The Los Angeles Zoo is announcing the opening of its new Cape Vulture exhibit that will bring the species back for public viewing in a habitat specifically designed to replicate their natural range. Guests can see the Committee, the name for a group of vultures of seven birds in the Animals of Africa section of the zoo. This is an unusual exhibit that has been fully renovated to meet the needs of the species. It gives guests an up-close look at the African vulture and how they live and behave, said Denise Barrett, Los Angeles Zoo CEO and Zoo Director. The new space will undoubtedly help Angelenos continue to foster a deeper connection to wildlife and an appreciation for species that play a vital role in the environment. The LA Zoo has cared for Cape Vulture since 1985. Guests have been able to see Cape Vulture soaring over the zoo and the Angela Collier World of Birds show. The new exhibit space allows a closer look at the roosting, nesting, and social interactions among the members of the committee. This habitat incorporates elements that are specifically designed for the species, like colony, nesting, nooks in the rock wall, and ample room for sunbathing, said Rose Legato, curator of Birds LA Zoo. Not only does it put the birds' natural behaviors on full display, the design showcases the high priority that zoo places on animal care and well-being. I'm excited for our guests to experience the space and observe this special vulture. The new Cape Vulture habitat was made possible by a $3 million gift from the Fritz B. Burns Foundation and additional supports from a California Department of Fish and Wildlife. Cape vultures are named for their South African range, which includes the Cape region. Like other vulture species, they are carrion feeders. By swooping in to remove dead animal remains, they act as nature's cleanup crew, disposing of large carcasses that could carry diseases like rabies, botulism, and anthrax. They can digest meat at any stage of decay, and strong immune systems allow them to safely eat dangerous pathogens that would sicken or kill our animals. The Cape Vulture is a large bird with a wingspan of up to 8.5 feet. It stands about 3 feet tall and weighs about 15 to 24 pounds. The scavenger has a sharp, hooked beak designed to tear flesh and large feet to hold down carcasses while eating. It primarily white feathers have taupe tips and the wings of tails, and it's a fleshy head. It's complementary gray. As an old world vulture, the Cape is more closely related to eagles and hawks than new world vultures like turkey vultures and California condors. The species is categorized as vulnerable, but the International Union for Conservation of Nature, IUCN, is likely many vultures that they continue to be threatened by human activities, including hunting, poisoning, habitat fragmentism, and loss of climate change. The Los Angeles Zoo has a long, successful history working with the species and has produced more Cape Vulture's offsprings than any other AZA-accredited facility. The zoo is a proud partner in the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, that's the AZA, Saving Animals from Extinction, our SAFE, program from African vultures. The program aims to address the threat of poisoning, monitoring wild populations, and increase knowledge and awareness of African vultures across border communities. Visit Talking Pets for more news and join our pet family on Facebook and Talking Pets Radio. I'm Michael Hambrick.
Zooby, zooby, zoo. Zooby, zooby, zoo. Zooby, zooby, zoo. Zooby, zoo means that I love you. Zooby, zooby, zoo.
Zooby, zooby, zoo.
It's catchy.
Yeah. Zooby, zooby, zoo. Zooby, zoo. Zooby, zoo means that I love you.
And we love you. So give us a call. 818-818-6401.
Hey, I wanted to say, if you join me in tropical Costa Rica, October 6th through the 14th, it's a 9-day getaway. If you book now, you can save $100 per person, and you can call Colette at 800-581-8942. And the booking number is 1299-885. And perfect example, let's see, on Wednesday, day three, we would be embarking on Cano Negro, guided riverboat trip in a covered canoe known as a panga. These 20,000 acres are home to the largest viewable collection of indigenous wildlife in all of Costa Rica. And also go in search of caimans, river otters, sloths. I love sloths. Monkeys, beautiful. River turtles, exotic birds, and rare butterflies. And later return to Areno for the chance to relax at your resort. And everything's covered. Your flight's covered in the price. Your transportation while you're there in Costa Rica is covered in the flight. All of your tours are covered in it. I mean, everything is covered in it. And again, you can call Colette at 800-581-8942. The booking number is 1299-885, or you can go to talkingpets.com and click on, you'll see a banner there in Costa Rica. Also, you'll see the banner, I'm telling you, you got to do this. You'll see the banner on there for Life Boost Coffee. I am so thrilled that they're back. We're all drinking it here in the studio.
Oh, it's delicious.
Oh, it is. It's like unbelievable. Yeah. It's my favorite coffee in the world. And the thing that blows my mind is that Dr. Charles, he's Dr. Charles Livingston, Dr. Livingston, I presume, he is giving Just Talkin' Pets listeners 58% off your first order. So I highly recommend you make it a big order because 58% off is amazing.
Yeah, it's really great quality coffee.
Yeah, it's like it's awesome. Total premium coffee. And if you go to Life Boost Coffee, Life Boost Coffee, .com/pets, you'll see you can order right there and you'll see the 58% off and all. It's absolutely amazing. So check it out. But once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets. And I want to ask you, Dr. Adriana, before we say goodbye, sticking on the gums and the teeth thing, if you're able to brush your cat's teeth, how often do you need to brush them? And the same thing for dogs as well.
Well, I want to say as often as possible. I mean, I say that because ideally we want to brush them at least once a day. But of course, the cats are not always going to be for it and cooperative. But if you can do that at least once a week, you're in much better shape.
Do you recommend like a toothbrush versus like a finger?
It's your own preference. But I think that if you come to a cat's face with a toothbrush, unless you really had like getting used to it, it's easier with your finger brush. So you can put the cap on your finger and then you just kind of like gently massage the side of the cat's face because they love that. And then you kind of gently go in like underneath the lip, and then that's how you can actually train him to allow you to like just gently rub. You don't need to be like do super, you don't have to open their mouth. You just kind of go in even blindly with your finger up and down.
Well, once again, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talking Pets. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
Michael Hambrick.
We say goodbye for now for this hour, and thank you very much, and spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. And bye for now.
So long, farewell, I'll meet us in adieu, 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 to you and you and you.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.